You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, I'll fail. Don't worry about it. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry today. Hope you're having a great day. Annie's taking a couple of well-deserved days off. Ryan Recker will be here tomorrow, who's a little bit of a character. I love him. He's a great guy. And he's always fun. Coming up, Hans von Spakovsky. We're going to talk a little bit about a particular judge. And it wasn't just one, but we'll talk about one particular judge who was trying to circumvent the rules regarding SNAP. And we're also going to talk a little bit later about how SNAP benefits have been used for fast food meals. Where's my SNAP card for fast food? We'll get to that because I am the queen of the drive-thru. Joining us is Hans von Spakovsky. You know who he is. He's a phenomenal guy. He is a senior legal fellow of the Heritage Foundation, writer, former FEC commissioner, all kinds of good stuff. How are you, sir? Good talking to you again.
Heidi, I'm doing just great, and it's nice talking to you, too.
Yeah, so talk to me a little bit about this judge. I love the fact that you called him the November's Dishonorable Conduct Award winner, John McConnell. So, you know, I noticed around the country there were a lot of people trying to do legislative bodies, lots of people trying to circumvent the SNAP rules, wanted people to get paid, I mean, or to get their SNAP cards, when it was going against the rules, the money wasn't coming from the proper place, all of that. But what he did was particularly egregious.
Well, it was. And look, what we've started doing is we're going to probably every month or so take the worst decision, a decision where a judge totally is outside the law and the Constitution, and give them this dishonorable conduct award. And the reason we gave it to this particular judge is because he issued a decision, John McConnell, Rhode Island, that was a clear and obvious violation of the Constitution and federal law. Remember, the government got shut down. The SNAP program started running out of money. And what does he do? He orders the Trump administration to keep funding the SNAP program despite and no matter what is going on in Congress. And look, even folks with only a basic knowledge of the Constitution understand that government programs are created by whom? Congress. Who funds government programs? Congress.
Yep.
And if Congress isn't providing the money for a program, the president can't simply create it out of thin air. And yet this judge basically says, well, I'm going to rewrite this federal statute, and I don't care what the Constitution says about appropriations, and tells the administration, you have to keep fully funding the SNAP program. Now, of course, the whole thing got rendered moot by the fact that Congress finally, you know, got its act together and they passed funding. But the very fact that this judge would do this shows just how bad some of these judges are. By the way, he barely got confirmed. And it's clear he never should have gotten confirmed.
Obviously. Now, is this particular ruling that he got, is that going to stand? Are there courts going to use this later if they need to? Or, I mean, what's the situation there?
Well, he might. I mean, other courts might try to use it. But if they do, those decisions will get appealed. And there's no doubt that the Supreme Court would immediately toss them out, which is exactly, of course, what happened in this case. As the Supreme Court stepped in and issued an emergency stay of his injunction. And this was an easy decision for the Supreme Court, because, like I said, yeah, the judge had no authority to do this whatsoever. In fact, he was directly violating the federal law that sets up the SNAP program, and he was directly violating the Constitution. But he didn't care.
No, he didn't care. A lot of them don't care, that's for sure. We're speaking with Hans Ivan Spakovsky. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Frye. Talk to me a little bit about the reason the Congress, I know you understand this, but a lot of people were complaining, and I kind of was too. Congress should go without a paycheck when this happens. Now, that's not fair to the people who are congressional workers. I get that. But a lot of people were aggravated by that. I know it comes from a different source. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, that's just up to Congress. Congress could easily change the law so that there's no funding for their paychecks if and when the government is shut down. But, you know, they haven't done that. That's entirely within their power to do.
Something about the fox and the hen house, something like that. Yeah, I think. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, that's what's frustrating to people, is that we feel as if, you know, average working folks who go without things during shutdowns or whatever, they feel as if, you know, Congress, they don't relate to us. They don't live in the world we live in. They don't have the struggles we have. And then we continue to have that point of view once again, repeated and confirmed.
Yeah, that's true. Although I think it's really important for everybody to remember in this case that, look, the folks that were really to blame for this were the Democrats, because the bill the Republicans put up said, look, we will continue to fund the government at exactly the same amount, same dollars that it's been funded all year. And it was Democrats who refused to do that. So I know a lot of people are upset about the government shutting down, but it's important to remember who was responsible for this.
Do you think the voters will remember that in the midterms and hold the Democrats? I agree with you. I believe you. But do you think the voters are going to remember that in the midterms and not hold Republicans responsible? Because the Democrats are going to try to spin it to make the Republicans look like they want to starve children. Meanwhile, the kids were getting fed, what, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at school. Regardless, is that going to help them in the midterms, the Democrats?
No, I don't think that's going to be the big issue. I think, Heidi, you probably would agree with me that the big thing that drives voters is their pocketbook. And I think the president has a tough task ahead of him to make sure that by the time people are starting to vote next year, the economy has vastly improved, that prices have continued to, you know, gas prices have gone down. Prices on some grocery items have gone down, like on eggs and stuff. But I think the biggest issue for people is going to be affordability, and that depends on how the economy is doing.
Yeah, and then a lot of the younger people who voted for Trump the last time, I mean, they're having trouble even affording to buy a home, right. And that's a big concern, too. I know you got to run, and I'm up against a break, but I hope that the economy turns around by then, because it is going to hurt us, I believe, in the midterms. Hans Ivan Spakovsky, thank you for being here from the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for joining me again. It's been a long time since we've talked.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Frye.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.